Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
There I am. How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot to get into here today. There's actually not a lot of huge news. There's a little bit of news here and there. SmackDown ratings, MLW made their big announcement. Dave Meltzer's going to be joining us here in the second segment of the show. So really today, it's going to be your opportunity to have your voice heard about whatever is going on in professional wrestling and mixed martial arts. You should all know the number by now. If not, it is toll-free, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. That is text messages to 425-780-7566. We'll also open up the Sports Byline today. If you'd like to call the Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Whatever is on your mind, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. Raw and SmackDown ratings for the week. SmackDown almost beat Raw. Get into that after the break. MLW has made their huge announcement. They're doing their first ever live television special coming up on Friday, December 14th. That is December 14th, which in fact just happens to be head-to-head with this Defy show that I will be participating in coming up on December 14th here in Seattle. And don't forget the day after there is the Defy holiday party, December 15th, where, as announced yesterday on the Filthy Tom Lawler show, myself, Lance Storm, and Filthy Tom Lawler, all three of us together, do a very, very fun Q&A at the Defy holiday party. If you're in the Seattle area, Defy Northwest at Defy NW on Twitter for all the information there, if there are any tickets available. We got the Tribute to the Troops. We'll talk about that today. John Cena is going to be honored in next month's Sports Illustrated, the Sports Person of the Year Awards, and much, much more. NXT tapings, lots of stuff. We'll get into it after the break, everybody. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, I presume, is going to be here today. I don't know where he is right now. My thought is that perhaps he is up there on YouTube watching an all-time classic battle, which has just recently been posted. Myself and Filthy Tom Lawler versus the Rock and Roll Express. That's right. If you head up to my Twitter right now, at Brian Alvarez, it is up there. A free match on YouTube. You can check it out. It was from this past July, if I recall correctly. Black Label Pro. First match back in 4 years. Taking on the greatest tag team of all time. Check it out on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. As far as news, we'll do a little bit of that. Then we'll get into the phone calls and such. During the show yesterday, we announced the Raw numbers, literally right there at the end of the show. Despite their numbers being down this week, however, Tuesday night's SmackDown saw its ratings go up 5.5%, an average of 2.264 million viewers, equated to a much higher than usual 96% retention of the Raw audience, one of the highest numbers in history. If you were not listening to yesterday's show, the Raw show on Monday, with an hour of Baron Corbin in 3 hours, 35 to 40 minutes in the first hour of Baron Corbin, then they announced Baron Corbin, Finn Balor in the main event. The Finn Balor-Baron Corbin main event went like 25 minutes between entrances and everything like that. So an hour of Baron Corbin on the show led to one of the lower Raw ratings in history, 2.1 million viewers in the third hour, and they almost lost to SmackDown, which has not happened in a long, long time. Part of the reason for the SmackDown increase may have been the fact that CBS aired reruns during the 8 to 10 hours. Opposite SmackDown resulting in a 50% decline in ratings for that network. SmackDown finished ninth for the night in total viewers on cable, topped the 18 to 49 demo with a 0.81 rating year over year, despite SmackDown being up. Think about this. SmackDown is up 5.5%. They are down over 15% year to year. Not looking good for these numbers. And keep in mind, they're moving to Fox in October of 2019. And they realistically probably have to do about 3 million viewers on average. And if they don't, I don't know if they're going to stay on Fox. They could be relegated to Fox Sports. A lot of different things could happen. But if they're on the main Fox broadcast channel on Fridays, doing 2.264 million viewers, that's not going to be good. Now, granted, because Fox is available in significantly more homes, just being on Fox, they should see those numbers go up. But will they go up nearly a million viewers just jumping to Fox? At the rate they're declining as well, keep in mind. They've been declining year to year. October is virtually a year from now. We're talking 10 months. So who knows what these numbers will be like when they jump to Fox. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. What's up?
What's happening?
This is the first chance I've had to call in this week, so I have something I want to say about Raw, and then I have a question regarding WrestleMania at the end of all this for you. I thought Raw, and I don't think I'm just being overdramatic here, I thought Raw was as bad as I've seen in like 10 years Monday night, because I feel like it highlighted everything. That show highlighted everything that's wrong with the booking in this company right now. And I know you say a lot that it's impossible for baby faces to get over in this company, and obviously it very much is. But it's getting to the point where it's nearly impossible for the heels to get any heat because everybody's got heat. I'm not just saying this to prove you right, because I know you talk about this a lot, but it's like they've done so many angles designed to get heat that none of them get heat anymore, because who cares?
Let me say something here. Stay on the line here, because I know you got your question. I got two things to say about this, a couple of things. First off, it's not impossible for a babyface to get over. What it is, it's impossible for them to get a babyface over. There have been babyfaces that got over. Becky Lynch got over. She got over because they tried to make her a heel, but she ended up getting over as a babyface. Daniel Bryan a few years ago got over in a gigantic way as a baby. I mean, people can get over as babyfaces. WWE just has no idea how to get people over as a babyface. The only babyfaces are the ones that get over on their own. And then who knows what they end up doing with them. That's number one. Number two, I was actually thinking about this yesterday because I was watching the Raw from 19 years ago this week, which was the famous show where Triple H ruined the Stephanie McMahon test wedding. Okay? He ruined it and ends up marrying Stephanie. The rest is history. So if you watch that show, it's 2 hours long. The wedding is probably the last, 15 minutes of the show. So for an hour and 45 minutes, you know what it is? It's a bunch of clips from Stephanie's bachelorette party. She's there with all of her friends. They're all having a great time. They're drinking. Mae Young is doing crotch chops. Moolin May molest the male dancer that comes in. It's like a bunch of goofy comedy, and everyone's having a good time. They're all happy. In the male locker room, Test is getting ready, and Vince is there, and he's putting a suit on. And earlier in the show, he actually got a pinfall victory over Triple H when Vince McMahon put a mask on, because long story short, Vince helped Test get a victory over Triple H. It's like there was an hour and 45 minutes of babyfaces being happy and getting victories and having a great time. And then at the end of the show, they did their big heat angle. You watch this Raw show, there's no babyfaces ever having a good time. It's heat from beginning to end. And you mentioned raining on the parade. Like, if you live in Seattle, it's not depressing when your parade gets rained on because it rains all the damn time. It's just life. If you live somewhere where there's great weather and you're looking forward to the parade all year long, and finally the 4th of July parade comes and it rains, you're infuriated. That's like the whole point. You've got to have nice weather before you're upset about it raining on your parade. I apologize.
Yeah. And it makes you think, like, around 97, 98, the reason we're still watching Raw today instead of Nitro is, well, because Nitro ended up doing what Nitro did, which you guys are so eloquently reviewing nowadays on the Retro Show. But in 97 and 98, everyone would tune in to watch Mr. McMahon come out and get the heat. And the people stayed tuned in because they knew before this show's over, Stone Cold's gonna humiliate him in some way. Nowadays, if you tune in and you watch Baron Corbin in the opening segment get the heat, all they're saying is if you stick around, you're gonna be able to watch him get more heat.
That's exactly right. You're absolutely right. I want to thank you very much for the call. I gotta get going. Text me your WrestleMania question. But he's absolutely right. I mean, you watch those old Raws during the peak of the Attitude Era, and it's like the babyface. Steve Austin was never foiled. He always stood tall. Every single time. Very occasionally, Vince McMahon would get some heat. And you know what? The very next show, Austin would just be standing tall again. Like, Vince never got one over on this guy. And then when he very, very rarely did, it was for a very brief period of time. And look at the audience then as compared to today. Any comments, Mike?
So you're saying that it rained on Stephanie's wedding day.
Yeah, it rained on her parade.
Was it a free ride when she's already paid?
What are we getting at here, Mike?
Nothing.
Okay.
It was a song, but it doesn't really matter right now. But you're exactly right. You know, how many times did Steve Austin get beaten up, get thwarted, get beaten down, get embarrassed? And if he did, what was his revenge like the next week? You know, and that's how many likable characters are there? How many people can you get behind? How many people can you rally behind? There's not many of them. They've gotten to the point where Dave Meltzer explained last night on the radio show that you guys did, and he may even do it on this one coming up. I'm not sure if he's here or not, where, you know, you get these people who are just beaten down to the absolute rottenest core. You know, that's what you've gotten now. You've got ultra violence makes you a baby face. If you continue to pour it on and beat people up and slaughter people, like, that's how you get your baby face reactions now. This is where we've come to. This is where we're at right now. It's amazing that they believe that that's the case when they built up Becky Lynch by beating someone with a move over and over and over again, straight up. And that's how people rallied behind her, you know. But that's not good enough. Nope. We've got to have her go crazy and beat up Ronda and keep going. And that's how people are going to like her. Where are we at with this business?
All right, back in a moment with more, everybody. And Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer Live.
Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer joining us here today. And Dave, we got a text message here saying, in honor of Larry Madisic, he did a story on in the Observer this week, This week's Raw rating is the best example of the page 128 principle we've ever seen. Past record or near record low ratings have been explained away by football games, holidays, presidential debates, etc. I find those excuses...
Well, presidential debate was legit.
Well, the point is he's making is when wrestling was hot, these things barely dented the viewership. This week, there's literally nothing to point to other than a crappy show to explain away the rating.
Well, it's a crappy show. I don't think there's too many people arguing that. And, you know, one of the keys is how many people turned off during the show. And granted, it was only the eighth biggest turnoff of all time, but those other seven shows probably weren't good either. So I think that when people will argue about certain aspects of the ratings, when 20% of the people who are watching the first hour are not watching the third, you can't blame that on any of these. There's still literally no other excuse you can do it because these people started on the show. And, I mean, that the phenomenon of people not watching the main event segment on a wrestling show, I mean, this is not a historical thing, and it's not kids going to bed because, my God, I mean, there were kids watching wrestling at much, you know, the audience was much, much younger years ago when
you're telling me
was always the highest rated.
Yes, the audience in the 90s mirrored my age, so it was early to mid 20s, and then today it's like your age.
Yeah, 40% of the audience was under the age of 17 in the 90s, and they didn't tune out early. That, in fact, it grew throughout the show. I mean, there were ups and downs, but generally grew throughout the show. And it was very rare, almost unheard of, that the main event segment wasn't the highest rated part of the show. So, I mean, the whole thing of people tuning out because kids go to bed or older people go to bed, I mean, it's such complete crap. It's because, I mean, the shows are too long, but also because they're not compelling enough.
So 40% in the 90s, what's the percentage today?
I don't know, but it's under 20. You know, maybe I haven't seen like a breakdown, but I mean, I have like the, you know, you can look at the ratings by age group, and you can see that the audience over 35 is pretty strong. The audience under 35 is very weak. So, I mean, that kind of is your breakdown.
Well, let me ask both of you guys and play a little bit of devil's advocate here, because one of the things that somebody that would go, well, and try to throw this back in your face, they will point to the 18 to 49 rating and go, well, Love and Hip Hop got an 0.9. The only thing that bested the WWE between 18 and 49 on Monday night would have been the NFL game on ESPN and the things that surround that. So somebody's looking at that going, well, look, they've certainly trumped everybody else's number, almost double of anybody else during prime time, you know, of anything else that was on.
Well, that speaks to, again, but the things that do well, which are the news shows, although not in that demo, but are like the traditional longstanding things, the new things that come up. It's hard to get a new show over. I mean, some shows do, but it's very, very difficult. That's one of the reasons television's struggling. But the sports and things like that are they decline too, but they don't decline and they don't age out at the level that wrestling has. But the other thing too is, if you have an NBA game, you have an NFL game. As a general rule, the peak audience is at the end of the game, not at the beginning. And in wrestling, it's at the beginning and not at the end. And that speaks to the product and how it's, and everything like that.
This person here says, according to the New Observer, Cody reportedly said, quote, much bigger than expected announcement in January. Any more info on that?
Nope. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to be where they are in January, so it'll be...
Poor you.
What?
I feel bad for you.
For me?
You know what this means.
I'm not going to follow them around, but...
I know, but you know what this means.
What?
There's going to
yeah,
be...
Yeah, I know. I mean, everyone can think it's like some...
Ah, Dave's in on this.
Everyone's going to think that my trip to Japan is like some big setup rather than a coincidence, and in fact, it is a coincidence, just so everyone knows ahead of time. But no one's going to believe that.
No, this it will do no good, Dave, to explain this to anybody.
I know it, but it's just interesting.
So, did you get tickets to the Tokyo Dome show yet, or are you still looking? Should we put out the word here on the show?
And Dash,
I believe I have tickets, but I don't know for sure.
Do you have a plane ticket?
Yeah, I have plane tickets, yeah.
Okay, you might want to work on those wrestling show tickets, though, just to be
safe. The New Year's Dash is going to be the tough one.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. By the way,
I mean, there's no way that you can't get into the Tokyo Dome, right? I mean, it's not going to sell out. They're not going to prohibit you from getting in.
60,000.
No, they're not. I don't expect them to sell out, and no, I don't think there's any way I won't. And besides, I know people there and everything. New Year's Dash is going to be the hardest ticket in the world to get. I got to say something. The dumbest thread that I've ever seen. No, that's one of the dumbest on our board. I explained in last week's issue why they need to move out of Corrigan Hall for New Year's Dash. Okay, so the gist is there's about 1,700 paid tickets or so, a little more than that, at Corrigan Hall. And the fan club alone, the New Japan fan club alone, had 5,000 orders from people who wanted tickets. So if you figure that the average person wants two tickets, that's 10,000 orders. That's just for the fan club. That's not including any foreigners because they're not in the fan club. That's not including any of the 30,000 or so people in or 25,000 or so people that are going to be that are not fan club members are going to be going to the Tokyo Dome the day before, many of whom want to go to New Year's Dash. So I suggested they go to a bigger building in Sumo Hall, and the fact that 5,000 people alone from the fan club wanted tickets tells me that that's 10,000 seats right there, which sells out Sumo Hall right then and there. So I said, they should go to Sumo Hall, and people are going like, you can't run a show like that at Sumo Hall. And it's like, I want to facepalm myself from the stupidity. And people are just talking about how can you go to Sumo Hall with New Year's Dash? And it's like, well, I mean, when you have that many people who want, when you have enough people in the fan club alone who want tickets that will sell the building out, why would you want to go to a smaller building? Why would you? Well, just go to a little bigger building than Corrigan Hall. It's like, I'm completely baffled.
Well, there's a lot of people studying business based on how WWE runs their business nowadays. It's not necessarily the best way to run your business.
Well, no, but I mean, it would be like it legitimately would be like WWE, you know, because this WrestleMania and just going like, you know what, we should book WrestleMania at the Barclays Center and not at the stadium, because, and there's no reason.
Oh, the reason would be nobody's going to want to see whatever their main event this year, Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins.
Yeah, but you know, the WrestleMania is going to be right. But the card's not good enough. It's like they're going to sell out the stadium. So, I mean, the stadium's not too big. If you sell, no building is too big when you sell it out. That's my theory on when it comes to the building that you book for a wrestling show.
So MLW announced they're running a live television special in December. MLW Fusion Live, Be in Sports, 8 Eastern, Friday, December 14th. My God, this weekend.
Yeah, I know. So the good thing about it is that the Ring of Honor pay-per-view starts at 9, and this starts at 8, so you can kind of, I can kind of like watch that. If I don't even get Be In Sports, but I'm sure I'll, and it's live, so I'm not going to, it's not like, I mean, usually the thing with MLW is I actually can get tapes of it before it airs, so that's really good. So, but I'm sure it'll be on YouTube and other places, and I'm sure that I'll be able to find a way, but I may not be able to watch it live because we don't get Be In, but if you do get BN, you can watch it right before the Ring of Honor show. So it's, but yes, it's another big event on a weekend that we already talked about earlier today on an incredibly crowded weekend.
So are you not going to Defy now?
Yeah, I don't see how. I don't think it's possible.
This weekend is nuts. So we've got that. We got Ring of Honor. We got MLW. I'll be the Defy show. We've got what? UFC and Bellator that weekend on the same day? And TLC is that Sunday.
TLC Sunday. There's UFC and Bellator on Saturday. There's also Bellator on Friday. Bellator is running two shows in Hawaii. Might as well make the most of it. And it's a crazy weekend.
And Corrigan Hall.
I hope Garrett's around that weekend.
And New Japan's going to have a real big show, I think, at Corrigan that weekend too.
Yeah, back to back days at Corrigan, 14th and 15th.
Yeah, so that's Friday and Saturday.
All righty, what else have we got in the Observer coming up this week?
The Observer's big Larry Madison and St. Louis Wrestling and Jose Lothario and the UK situation. Those are like the three big stories, all in detail. St. Louis story's really, really good. I worked really hard and learned a lot, and it's a hard story to write, but that's like the key story in the issue. Like, just the whole Larry Madison story of the glory days of St. Louis post. He had a real, it's a real interesting story.
Should add, by the way, that if you go to our website, a couple of days ago, we put up links to all of the Larry Madisik shows. So if you never had a chance to hear Larry Madisik on Wrestling Observer Radio, you should head up there and check those out, because he could talk about anything forever.
Yeah, and let me shoehorn this in while Dave is on. Drawing Heat the Hard Way, How Wrestling Really Works is the name of the book that page 128 came from. And it may be his best. I don't know, Brody, he's got a couple of them, but it is a fantastic book. Get it while you can.
Yeah.
All right, well, Dave, I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today. Check out The Observer, everybody. It's available at WrestlingObserver.com, and there is a print version that is available as well. If you want the print version, P.O. Box 1228, Campbell, California, 95009. Get the electronic versions at WrestlingObserver.com and archives. And 9500 archive show, so check it out. Back in a moment with more and your feedback, Wrestling Observer Live.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reign Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. It's your turn, everybody, if you want to give us a call. 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. You can also give us a call on the Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm not sure if Andrew is still on the line, but if you're on the line, Andrew, you're now on the air. Andrew. Hey, he's gone. We tried. Sometimes things come over that sports byline. I don't see him there. A couple of quick notes before we go back to the phones. First off, at my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. A few things up there. Number one, you can check out my match with Filthy Tom Lawler versus the Rock and Roll Express. Absolutely free on my Twitter. It's linked up on YouTube. If you want to check that match out, Filthy and I take on the greatest tag team of all time. That's up there on my Twitter. Second off, you can check out the Whale Scout fundraiser page. I have autographed copies of Death of WCW available. Whale Scout hats, a lot of other great perks as well if you're looking for a Christmas present for the whale lover in your life. And also the auction page for the Brian and Vinny co-host spot. We're auctioning four of them off. One of them's gone. One of them's almost done. And there will be two left, and after that, that's it for the year. You get to co-host the Brian and Vinny show via phone, Skype, or if you happen to live in the Seattle area, come to the studio and do it here.
Can't wait.
All of that's available on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez.
I think I'm going to bid.
Do it. You should, dude. Then you have
I'm not giving you a chance to choke me out.
Then you have to somehow get out here. That's the bigger issue.
Well, on Skype?
No, you never travel. Well, we don't even use Skype, you geek. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying that somebody could use Skype, because you don't want everyone showing up at your house to do this show, do you?
I've had people show up here to the house to do the show.
I know, but I mean, do you want that happening four or five times?
If they're in the area, if they're going to bid $1,000, come over.
Do you ever have any fear of that, or because everyone in your house, including your daughter, is some sort of, like, you know, jujitsu
master? Have you seen the people that are here in this room when I do this show, for crying out loud?
My God, that's like animals.
There's thousands of pounds of meat here.
That is
it's like a meat locker. It's just hot.
Boy, I tell you what, it's going to be that way for the Christmas show as well, too. Are you going to make that announcement to the general public?
If you haven't heard, everybody, I think I mentioned at the beginning of the show when Mike wasn't here. The Christmas show this year is going to feature in studio live myself, Vinny, Craig, producer Rob, Lance Storm, and Filthy Tom Lawler. We're all going to be here.
Sweaty men.
Drinking and celebrating Christmas. The podcast will be available for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, the video podcast will be available for subscribers at video.f4wonline.com. Don't miss it, everybody. I'm telling you right now.
Christmas shows and alcohol are always an interesting combination, especially, forget about you, especially when Filthy's involved.
This person wants to know, if you and Mike don't use Skype, what do you use? We use a very expensive device.
Professionals, baby.
Audio over IP.
That's right.
I'm astounded. I'm astounded that people that can't tell the difference between this and Skype. Like, I listen to Skype and it sounds horrible.
It's the most offensive thing in the world to you, isn't it?
But there are so many people that, like, we could do this on Skype, or we could do this on a very, very expensive audio over IP a device here. And half these people, even more, probably can't even tell the difference. It's like when my wife first moved in with me, and she kept watching the standard definition channels. And I'm like, why aren't you watching the HD channel? And she couldn't tell the difference. I was like, how can you tell the difference between standard definition and high definition? This is impossible. Now she can, but back then, it was just oblivious.
I wouldn't mess with her. That kind of judgment and decision-making, you know, ended up giving you, you know, yourself. So, you know, it's be happy with her decision-making.
Trust me, I am. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
Holy smokes. What are you doing today?
Are you showing up for the Christmas show? That's a devious laugh.
He ain't going to be here. Do you even live in Woodinville yet?
Actually, I'm showing up after New Year's anyway.
Oh, after New Year's?
You're your New Year's dash at the house.
All right, John, what's up? Let's get going here.
Well, my thing is this. I have a serious question, and I've been thinking about this because my mother asked me this question. She started to watch Raw, and she just didn't get it because she actually grew up watching real wrestling in Memphis, but that's another story. And she asked me this question. Now, I never thought about this, and I want y'all to answer this question for me. How long has this constant heat thing has been going on? I'm not just talking about the Baron Corbin. I'm talking about, like, Monday.
Well, you know, funny, John, I was thinking about this the other day, and I think it's a fairly, I mean, somebody could correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's a fairly recent phenomenon.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember that, like, for a long time, everybody cried about Super Cena and how Cena always had to win everything. He always had to have his hand raised. He always stood tall. They were like, they hated it. Which, by the way, what do you guys think now? Are you happy now? There is no Super anybody.
Wait, can I ask you? And my second question is this. Who is the... You say Seth Rollins is the is, and besides Seth Rollins, who is the second best babyface they have?
Well, it's Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman and Seth Rollins are first and second. And number three is the Drifter.
Well, does Ronda count?
Ronda counts, but I mean,
no.
I wouldn't say that she can't.
But that is no. My reason why I ask this question is that is wrestling right now, because if you look at it. I watch the shows with you on Sunday nights, right? And you say this, and I agree with you. And I remember this even in Memphis, they did this.
Hold that thought. I got to clarify one thing before I get yelled at by everybody. When I say that Ronda doesn't count, okay? Ronda is right now, okay? Ronda is the face of WWE. In the entire history of World Wrestling Entertainment, dating back to 1963. She is the first ever woman who has been the face of WWE. Now, the reason that I say she doesn't count in this discussion here is because she is the face of the company, but she is in the women's division, and I believe there's 9 women on Raw, and with a roster of 9 women, you're getting a very limited amount of time on the Raw television show. So the vast, vast majority of Raw is men's matches. And so for the purposes of this discussion, we're talking about male babyfaces, of which number one right now is Seth Rollins and number two is The Drifter. Okay, go ahead.
All right. The reason why I say this is I'm looking at the guys, and the good guys on the back in the day were all together. Sometimes they might not agree with each other, but they were all together and they protect each other. Look at the good guys that we saw Monday. And I get to Tuesday a little bit later, but just Monday. The Drifter guy's butt whooped. Nobody came out.
Nope, no friends.
Nope.
No friends. And let's go with the Balor. No friends.
No friends.
Yeah.
The tag team who should have, and if you really look at it, they made fun of the manager who peed on himself, urinated on himself.
Yes,
he's
a pants pisser.
He looked like, well, and they looked, and he took his robe and urinated. Yes, it was insensitive. Yes, it was stupid. I'm not saying what's right is right, but you can understand that he doesn't look hellish to me. It just looks stupid, and he looked like a geek for losing the match. Every good guy on there looks like a geek, and every bad guy just looks like a prick. Let's just look at SmackDown. You have mostly everybody, and I believe, and here's my theory on SmackDown, I believe they are practicing because Fox wants the sports. You don't see silly gimmicks. You might see every once in a while.
What are you talking about? The New Day is all over the show.
Yeah, but that's it. You don't see every... All right, let me ask you a question. Everybody else on this show is silliness on Raw. You don't see that much silliness on Raw, even with the women's
on SmackDown.
Division. You don't.
It's more
don't
serious
see that
on
much
SmackDown.
Silliness on there.
Yes,
it's more serious. That's why I watch it. I read, and not because it's. And you 5 years, both of y'all 5 years younger than me. We grew up watching series, even when we watching series. I grew up in Memphis, and trust me, if you don't know Memphis wrestling, it has some wacky, silly stuff.
It was very, very wacky.
It was very wacky.
John, hold on. I got to let you go here. We're going to be here all day. We got to limit the calls here. But listen, yes, you're right. Right now, SmackDown is a little bit more serious than Raw, okay? And I'm sure that Fox does want a more sports-oriented show. And there's a lot of dumb stuff on Raw that you don't necessarily see on SmackDown, although the New Day on SmackDown is just like, it's fast-forward material to me, even though I have to watch it. But there's still less people watching SmackDown. It doesn't matter. Like, you can like that more than you like Raw, but it's not something that's, like, compelling viewers. Like, there's no reason. There is literally... Let me tell you something. Raw is live on USA. Am I wrong?
Nope.
Okay. SmackDown is live on USA. Am I wrong?
Nope.
Okay. Monday Night Football is on Monday, right?
Yep.
It's not on Tuesday.
Nope.
Okay. Raw is 3 hours. SmackDown is 2 hours.
Yes.
Okay, listen to me. There is absolutely, positively zero reason that Raw should do better than SmackDown. None. Zero. Right? They're on the same damn network.
Yeah.
There's stronger competition on Monday. Yeah. And the 3rd hour on Monday tanks, bringing down the average of the entire show. Why in the world are more people watching that than SmackDown? Well, the answer is, there's something about SmackDown that for a lot of WWE fans, it's just not as compelling as Raw. Whether it be because Raw is pushed as the A show, whether because whatever you want to say about the guys that you like on SmackDown, the reality is that, like, the casual person likes the stars on Raw better. I mean, the reality is, whatever you want to say about things that you like about SmackDown, in general, wrestling fans like it less than Raw. I have no idea why. It's baffling to me, but that's a fact. So, I don't even really know what he was getting at in terms of, like, sports. And I know he's pointing out that he liked it better than Raw, but I just want to point that out. There's no reason SmackDown should be losing to Raw. Zero. But they do every single week. 20% of WWE fans, I mean, minimum 20%, prefer Raw over SmackDown for some reason.
Every week.
Every single solitary
it's
week.
It's quite amazing. And you can't say it's, well, it's out of routine or anything. I mean, SmackDown's been on the air now since, what, 1999, right?
Yeah, it's been 1999.
It's great.
Well over 1,000 episodes of that show. But for whatever reason, there's something about that show where it's just not as popular as Raw. But like everything else that I've learned this about wrestling, the smaller the audience, the more passionate the people are. So I get way more defenses of SmackDown than I do of Raw. And it causes me to fight back because there's so much good wrestling available around the world and in the archives of the WWE Network that this narrative that Raw sucks and SmackDown is good, it is infuriating to me.
No, it's an hour less.
Okay? It's an hour shorter. That's it. Okay? The booking is just as stupid. Sometimes it's even more stupid. It's just as nonsensical, if not more so, than Raw. Yeah, you don't have anybody peeing on somebody's robe, but you have a food fight where Cesaro is humiliated and covered in gravy. I mean, it's just as bad. It's just shorter. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Lugo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And I want to apologize to the guy that got cut off that was waiting on hold. SmackDown set me off.
You all right?
And I ranted all the way over his call. He's going to call back tomorrow. First says, I ate a Slim Jim this morning. They're disgusting.
Oh God.
Tell me about it. I tried to warn Tom. Listen,
the ingredients.
His name is Filthy Tom Lawler. He couldn't even finish a Slim Jim. What does that tell you? This person here says, if you wish to fly to Seattle and co-host in studio, do you have that option? Assuming I cover my plane ticket, obviously. Yes, if you buy your plane ticket here and back, like if you provide your own transportation and you win the one of the four co-host spots, you're welcome to come here in studio and do the show.
There will be a background check and a pat-down before you get in, though, you freaks.
You should see the metal detector I have here.
Yeah, Craig.
It's incredible. Spurs says, in honor of you and Tom's Slim Jim review last night, I shared an article on your Twitter on how they are made. It will either make or ruin your day.
I'm telling you, mechanically separated beef. Oh, by the way, speaking of beefs, don't you ever, ever... Now, you could do that with KFC because I don't trust them. Don't you ever badmouth good chicken and waffles.
Oh, get out of here.
Ever.
Get out of here.
No soul with you.
This person here says, WWE just added a Mid-South match to the Hidden Gems collection. Will WWE be uploading any more episodes of Mid-South or other older promotions?
I'm going to tease with that. What was the match?
They will, but it's not a priority. So I'm sure at some point they'll issue another library, but they're big... They do surveys, and their fans want more live wrestling. And so that's going to be the priority over everything else, no matter how much I love the old stuff. We're out of time, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening here today. We are totally out of time. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Check out WrestlingObserver.com. There's so much great stuff up there over the past week and much more to come, especially as the year winds to a close. Do not miss out. Subscribe today. We're out of here. Thanks again. Wrestling Observer Live.